Why should you visit thechairshot.com? Thechairshot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
It's Pastoral Down.
You straight punk bitch!
I mean, you're just gonna replace me.
Shut up!
Brenda Morales,
the biggest slut in the Western Hemisphere!
Why do I have to have a buzzer?
And Greg DeMarco.
You are now and will forever be an asshole.
Because it's my show.
And I love you, Greg.
You guys know how to party.
You're welcome.
What is up, everybody? If you're listening, well, if you're listening live, which you can't, it's not even possible nowadays, we'd say a happy Tuesday evening to you, but a happy Wednesday morning or whenever you're listening. My name is Greg DeMarco, and this is not the Greg DeMarco Show.
I'd actually like to take this opportunity to wish
Greg DeMarco Show
the best in all his future endeavors.
As we discussed last week on the Hashtag Miranda Show, and I reminded Patrick Redoubt earlier today, this is now officially christened Chair Shot Radio. As you know, we've made the big move over to eWrestlingNews.com, and we want to keep the brand alive, and one way to do that is to take sort of the, honestly, the flagship show, the Greg DeMarco Show, and rechristen it officially Chair Shot Radio. So Chair Shot Radio is a part of the ChairShot Radio Network, which you can hear at thechairshot.com.
Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
And our brand new home, eWrestlingNews.com. Make sure you head over there. Check it out, eWrestlingNews.com. The show is still available on all your usual podcast platforms. If you get it on iTunes, Google Play, anywhere like that, iHeart, Stitcher, Spotify, you name it, it's there. Subscribe, rate it, leave some comments. We love all those things. None of that changes. If you're new to the show because you're listening thanks to eWrestlingNews.com, this is a wrestling show that it's kind of like, I don't know, not a wrestling show sometimes. Like it's there's a show, and then there's kind of a show within the show, like where we talk about the show, we make fun of each other. We occasionally, I mean, like once or twice a show, you might hear a soundbite. On a good week. But we really do have a lot of fun. It's my belief in podcasting, and I've imparted this on shows that I help produce and put together, like Pod is War. To me, the topics are secondary. The topics really don't matter if you've got good people, good chemistry, and just you're willing to go out there and have fun. The topics, you know, they're just a medium for the personality and the fun to come out. That's how I look at podcasting, and that's what we've been doing for the last little bit. Sometimes that causes you to go off the rails. Sometimes that causes you to completely throw the format out the window, but it does not matter as long as you are having fun. Now, I don't have fun alone on this show. None of that has changed, as I have two people, two amazing individuals that I get to do this show with each and every Tuesday night when we record. The first of which, best friend for over 16 years, he's on the Twitter at Wrestling Realist. That's WrestlingRealist. It's none other than the Wrestling Realist, Patrick O'Dowd.
FABULOUS.
That's you, Patrick. What are we at? Where's the Twitter count at?
457.
So, because you went up and down during Bandwagon Nerds, but now you're back up
and
to 457.
Back up. Tony scrounged up a follow for me somewhere.
That's nice of Tony.
Is what I understand. Yeah.
Pity follow.
I liked this week's episode too.
It was good.
So anyway,
it was good. Yeah. I feel like you guys finally figured out how to do the top 10 without it taking a day and a half. So that was nice.
Well, what's your favorite comedy of the '80s, man?
I was thinking about that as I was listening about what I would have put on the list.
List we've had to do.
Think Spaceballs would have been pretty high up there. I'll tell you what you didn't have that I would have had on my top 10 list. Little discussed movie, The Gods Must Be Crazy. I watched that as a kid. I remember just enjoying that one heavily. So I think that would have been on my list. But no, the lists were really good. Coming to America, being at the top of multiple lists, or at least your list.
It's top of my list.
Fantastic. I would have had that above Caddyshack as well.
Hell yeah, you would have.
Yeah, I would have. so it definitely enjoyable. So
cool.
For those of you who are listening for the first time, Patrick and I have been doing this since May of 2011. So a couple things to note there. We've been doing it for a while, so we got the chemistry thing down. We got all that down. Other things to note there, two complete total absolute losers, because we've been doing this since 2011. So think about that.
Yeah, off and on.
Also, we've had some take breaks.
I don't know that that's... We'll run with it. We'll allow it, Alex.
Thank you. Thank you for allowing it, Alex. Because when you allow it, Alex, you get a bell. So that was
there
good. So we've been doing 2011, and because he will call you a basement dweller at some point. Patrick Redoubt actually does the show from a basement. So please also understand,
fellow
that.
Basement dwellers.
That's what you say on Bandwagon Nerds. On this show, you actually will call wrestling fans basement dwellers. And
yeah,
whatever.
It's a different kind of basement dweller, though.
It is not the good kind.
Right.
So if we have a best friend of 16 of over 16 years, we also have a best friend of over 16 months. I'm milking that now because we're kind of into 17 months, but I'm still going to milk the 16-month thing as long as we can. She is at the hashtag Miranda on Instagram because fuck Twitter. That is none other than the queen of soft style herself, Miranda Morales.
My favorite 80s comedy, I'm pretty sure this is an 80s comedy, True Beverly Hills.
You know what? True story. That was an honorable mention on my list.
Yep. There you go. Love it. Love it.
It's cookie time.
Yeah.
Whole song. Yep. So very nice. Don't start dancing to it.
I just can't help it.
She can't help it, man. She cannot.
Yeah, she's got problems.
Cannot help.
But yes, very, very, like I've watched that a million times. And then I actually started working for the Girl Scouts and it just had a deeper meaning into my heart. So,
oh, dear.
Yes. But good times, good movies. I think that's a really fun subject, actually. So I'm going to have to listen to this week's episode.
Yep. Awesome. Definitely, it's a great episode. Really enjoyable. Definitely give it a listen. Those guys do a great job this week. And like I said, feel like the format is working out. So very, very well done. After you're done listening to that episode, you should head on over to powerslam.tv. Get yourself an opportunity to watch plenty of wrestling. Because if you're listening to this show, you're probably somewhat of a fan of the wrestling. And if so, what better way for us to say thank you than for you to watch even more of it? And you can do that by going over to powerslam.tv and using the promo code CHAIRSHOT. Get yourself a free month.
Are you looking for the newest and hottest in the world of pro wrestling? Then check out the amazing action on powerslam.tv, the biggest indie pro wrestling channel in the world. Get over 6,000 hours of the best events from over 150 of your favorite promotions from 20 different countries around the globe. Brands like Progress Wrestling, Evolve Wrestling, Combat Zone, Defy, PCW Ultra, PWX, Over the Top, Shine, and hundreds of others with fresh content added every day for only $5.99 per month. Get your free trial today at powerslam.tv.
That's powerslam.tv, promo code ChairShot. You can get a free week just by going over there by default, but if you use that promo code, you get yourself a free month. After that, it's only $6, so definitely worth checking out. Once you're all good and signed up, you can also pick up your very own t-shirt for our beloved ChairShot brand. And Miranda, of the three of us, Miranda's the only one with her own shirt over there at prowrestlingtees.com/theChairShot. Why don't you tell them what they got to do to get one of those bad boys on their own back?
Yes. So you can go to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot, where you can get your very own chair shot shirt. And there's a whole lot of them there. I mean, as Greg mentioned, I do have my own shirt. It is the Queen of Soft Style t-shirt. And you can get it in a variety of colors, but I mean, the way that it's set up, it's just beautiful. You can get it in tank top, unisex, all those different types of styles. But the best way, the only way to really get this shirt is the Soft Style t-shirt. But if you don't want to wear a Queen of Soft Style t-shirt because you're afraid of what kind of looks you are going to get when wearing it, there's a lot of other t-shirts there. You can get, of course, the Use Your Head shirt. Baron Corbin sucks, because just because we've moved websites doesn't mean that still doesn't hold true. Still sucks. Doesn't matter what website
you're on. Without question. Absolutely.
So, without question.
So you just blew the segment.
There's so many reasons why he sucks, though, so I just don't feel like that.
But, I mean...
No, you know what? No, Patrick's right, Miranda. Just do it now.
We're doing it.
Do it now.
It's time for another edition of Baron Corbin Sucks.
What's one of the shirts which you actually have one of? What is it?
Yes, so you can get your own Baron Corbin Sucks t-shirt. ProWrestlingTees.com/thechairshot.
That'll do it for this week's edition of Baron Corbin Sucks.
Proceed.
Yes, just because we moved websites doesn't mean he still doesn't suck. So,
Were you trying to get that in with everything else? Like, did you actually want that little just because of which websites to be part of the Baron Corbin Sucks?
Well, that's what I thought. That's what Patrick had in you
I mean,
know,
that's what indicated. I implied.
Yeah, that's what, right. yeah. I get you.
My bad, Patrick, my bad.
We're on the waving.
It's time for another edition of Baron Corbin Sucks.
All right. Go get yourself a Baron Corbin Sucks t-shirt on prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot, because even though we've changed websites, Baron Corbin still sucks.
That'll do it for this week's edition of Baron Corbin Sucks.
Now back to your regularly scheduled t-shirt promo spot.
Yes. Of course, lots of t-shirts, lots of designs. You can find it there, prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot.
Pick up your very own chair shot t-shirt. Patrick, you know, you'll often, Patrick O'Dowd will complain that he doesn't have a t-shirt over at prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. And I've often said, neither do I. Well, Patrick, after a text message I received today, apparently I'm going to get a t-shirt over at prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Miranda, an unnamed professional wrestler was texting me today about their career.
Okay.
And I sent you a screenshot of that, one of those text messages. What did they say?
Said text message said, "I'm a Greg DeMarco guy."
Yep. So, you know, it's a good thing that I pretty much live my life free of ego and free of you know, issues. Don't spit your water out, Miranda. Just so you know, listening, we can see each other while we film this, while we record this. You can't see us, thank goodness, but we can see each other, and that just leads to all lots of fun and more opportunities to go off the rails. Apparently, there's going to be an I'm a Greg DeMarco guy shirt. There's a Paul Heyman guy shirt and a Paul Heyman girl shirt. Do I need to make both, or would you rather just wear a Greg DeMarco guy shirt? Since Miranda's already committed to getting one of these in the style of Soft.
I'm only getting Soft Style. I don't mind wearing I'm a Greg DeMarco guy t-shirt.
It doesn't cost me anything either way, so I'll think about it. We'll figure it out. And then maybe.
I mean, if you wanted to be more, you know, politically correct, I'm a Greg DeMarco person. I'm a Greg DeMarco individual. They are Greg DeMarco. If you want to get into some of those, you know, deeper pronouns,
I really don't.
I'm going to leave that up to you. But, you know, it could be a whole new market you could reach out to as well. True. So, you know,
we are just all saying. We are all Greg DeMarco people. We are all Greg DeMarco entities. We are Greg DeMarco. It's a little much if I went to that.
That's a scary thought, actually. That's cult action now.
Yeah.
That's like Wyatt family cult stuff.
Any of us can handle it. But we have a great slogan. It's very easy to recruit somebody into the cult. You just walk up to them and you simply say,
"Hey, yo."
And they're in. Like, that's just how these things work. So that's how we do it. Oh, boy. Everyone's already stopped listening. We got some topics, though. Got some topics. And here's the crazy thing about our topics. This is a wrestling show. And for the first show over at NewWrestlingNews.com, we are not going to start with a wrestling topic. We're just not. We do that sometimes on this program. We don't talk about wrestling. We talk about other topics. And today, we are starting by talking about this. That is, of course, Shakira, one half of the Super Bowl 54 halftime show, Shakira and Jennifer Lopez. We're going to talk a little bit about the response, the reaction, what we think about it, and we'll just see where that takes us. Patrick, you had some reactions on social media to the reaction. We haven't talked about it, but you had some reactions to the reaction to the halftime show. Let's kick things off for us today.
I reacted to the reactions, I guess, is the way that you described it. So I just found it really interesting, a couple of different things. The super uptight sand in the vagina people who were running around talking about how this was like some sexual provocative, like heinous act of immorality on television. And it's laughable at best when you consider Adam Levine was stripping the week, you know, the year before, and that was fine. And it's been a very hypocrisy loaded response in that regard. The other big thing that I talked about, and I think is the one that you were referring to first, was just kind of the general reaction to Shakira and her performance and people making fun of something that they don't understand, which is what I found to be particularly troublesome, that she does some things in there. Yep, there you go.
Which means I have it now.
Sure. Which means we'll be stuck listening to it, and it'll probably get a t-shirt before I do. But
maybe.
I know, see? There it is.
Don't.
But only, no, I mean, but only in the soft style. You have to get it in soft style.
Like, I get it. It's fine. I'm a person too, you know. As it was, the thing that I found really like,
Watch out for Keith.
Yep, that moment. I'll take that as a t-shirt. You can make that my t-shirt.
I might get sued over that one. I don't know.
That's true. Yeah, they're looking for that.
Yeah, there's just people out there making sure that no one's selling a Watch Out for Keith t-shirt. Trademark.
But that moment that you made in a soundbite, which has been made, I'm sure, into a soundbite by a bajillion other people too. But was probably more the moment itself was turned into a GIF, and there were just a lot of people making jokes about something that they saw and didn't understand. And I'm not going to try to pronounce what it was that she was doing, but the it was a Middle Eastern
Arabic Lebanese.
Yeah, I can't pronounce. It's really long, complicated.
Oh, it's very easy to pronounce. It sounds like you pronounce it like this,
right? But it's an expression of joy and celebration, and that's really all that this was. And yet, you would have thought that I don't even know what to say, that she was doing something weird with her tongue, and that was supposed to mean something, that she would like. So I can't. The people said she was doing like bird cries or some shit. It was weird. And it was something that takes 30 seconds to Google and learn about. And yet people chose to be like, I think this thing is weird and strange to me. I'm going to make fun of it and immortalize it on Twitter in a meme, which is why Miranda's not on Twitter.
Point well said. Yeah, I think the whole thing over this, really any of the outcry about this is just asinine. Like, I don't even want to talk about people that are like, you know, didn't want to. There was some guy on the radio was talking about how he couldn't grab the remote quick enough to change the channel because he had a 15-year-old daughter watching it with him. Now, first of all, if your daughter's 15 years old, she's in high school, dude, you've waited way too long to protect her from anything. It's too late now if you're trying to change the channel. Like, she probably want to change the channel because she's already seen a ton of that shit. She doesn't care. Like, It's just stupid that people are getting so caught up in it. What I couldn't understand was, and I saw Liz on my Twitter feed when I checked into it on Sunday night, people complaining about the guitar that she was playing, that she obviously wasn't playing, the drums that she obviously wasn't really drumming, and the obvious lip syncing that she was doing because she's on stage in front of 70,000 people at the Super Bowl. These were wrestling fans that were complaining that someone was lip syncing or pretending to play a guitar or pretending to play the drums. These were wrestling fans who were complaining about a performer pretending. Man, how stupid is that? Like, think about this. You're complaining about a performer pretending. Like, if you are complaining about a performer pretending and you call yourself a wrestling fan, okay, I'll just say it right now. I don't care. Turn this podcast off. Turn this podcast off. Stop off at Walmart and buy yourself a freaking life.
Shut your dumb mouth.
Because it's asinine. Like, enjoy. I liked the halftime show. I enjoyed the halftime show. I thought it was really, really good. I just can't get into these people who are going to sit there and overanalyze it because, much like when people like Raw, they didn't want to like it from the start.
Right. Yeah. Well, and it's funny you say they weren't performing. It was a recording of her performing it live during rehearsal. Like, yeah. That's what it is.
And that happens almost every year during the Super Bowl where the artists are pretty much lip syncing or playing instruments that they play live, because that's what the Super Bowl higher ups ask for. They don't want to deal with any logistics or the fear of something to go wrong. Bills. So, you know.
And it takes a special kind of person to do that performance live. Like, it really does.
Yeah. They just don't do it anymore. Like, understandably.
I can only think of one time specifically where it was memorable that the performer sang it live, and that was when U2 performed after 9/11 and Bono. I remember very clearly, like, Bono running up and down the stage during their performance and the tribute. It was a very memorable thing, but it's also not unusual for the Super Bowl. Like, you see it all the time in all kinds of venues where they're outdoors, where mics are a little bit harder to control and manage. God, who was it? It was like John Legend or somebody explained it all because there were people that were incensed over somebody lip syncing during the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. And it's the same sort of concept and idea. It's a really difficult thing to do. And they have 12 minutes to get it done.
Yeah.
So 12 minutes to get mics out and mic check it, like, you're not going to do that.
Well, and imagine how these same people would react if they did it live and something got screwed up.
Yeah.
Right.
These same people are going to go to town on Twitter. Like, it's ready just to,
yeah. So, I loved it. So I'm not going to wait for my turn anymore because, you know, and for those fans who don't know, again, if you're just listening, welcome. I am the token Latina on this show. Well, maybe not so much token, but Puerto Rican, born in Puerto Rico, family from Puerto Rico. So this was like right up my... Ya tú sabes, look, like, we're here. And that was very much... It was a very proud moment. It was very cool. I mean, been a fan of both Shakira and Jennifer Lopez for a long time. And speaking of Shakira's kind of Lebanese background, it's been very influential in her music forever. And so I really, to me, it's normal only because I've been aware of that for such a long time. In a lot of her initial Spanish records, a lot of her music has that Lebanese, Middle Eastern flair, tone, and she does have a lot of that dialect within her music, so very used to that. And J-Lo, I mean, like, that's the queen. That's our Latin queen. That's who runs the show. And so I think she did an amazing job. I think, and this is also from a female perspective, because we are this, you know, I don't want to come here saying I'm representing all females, because that is absolutely not the case. But any type of backlash that maybe these two women have gotten, there's probably a tinge of jealousy to it. And this is, you know, Shakira 43, J-Lo 50, and they look and perform that amazing. I'm in my 30s and I don't even look that good. So I think that for anyone who was upset about maybe the way they looked or the way that they dressed or the way they performed, I think it's a tinge of jealousy, and that's okay. We're human. That's what happens when you look at celebrities. There's always going to be a tinge of jealousy to that. And with jealousy comes backlash and kind of that negativity. I don't like it, you know, because of some asinine excuse, but really at the core of it, there's a bit of jealousy. I wish I was that successful. I wish I looked that good. I wish this, I wish that. And that's normal. Like, let's just own up to it. I think also for me, an interesting thing, and I didn't see it as much, but also probably because I'm not on Twitter and I blocked out the dumbness, the stupidity, was when it came time at towards the end, she had that dual jacket with the Puerto Rican flag and U.S. flag. There was some backlash as to, you know, why does she have a dual flag? That was disrespectful to the United States flag. Why are they saying born in the USA? If the fact that I have to say this out loud, backing up what Greg said, just turn it off. If you don't like this, not my problem today. But just to clear it up, Puerto Ricans are U.S. citizens. Puerto Rico is a U.S. territory. People who are born there, who live there, are U.S. citizens. I am a U.S. citizen without having to go through any naturalization process, marry anyone, whatever it was. I am a U.S. citizen. Puerto Ricans are U.S. citizens. So we both represent both Puerto Rico, which has its own flag, and the United States. So we have both, and it's okay. Just like states have their flags. Arizona has their own state flag. Every single state has their own state flag under the United States. So it's very similar concept to that. But no, we, you know, do not have to do anything special to be U.S. citizens. We are both. Thank you. Welcome. You know, thank you for coming to this TED Talk. You know, you're welcome that you learned a little piece of information. And next time, if you don't know, just ask. Going back to Patrick's point, too. If you don't know something about something, you know, instead of taking the time to criticize it, just ask. Just look it up. Figure, you know, learn something instead of going onto the internet and talking about your opinion that's wrong.
Just to summarize, just to make sure everybody understands, Miranda Morales, born in Puerto Rico, yes, but is in fact, if it ever starts playing, it's taking forever. I am a real American. She's a real American. We're taking this song back. It's no longer for Hulk Hogan. Because he doesn't deserve
taking
it.
Taking it back, baby.
We're taking it back. Come on, it's classic. All right, enough of that. You know what? I'm done with this topic. I am.
I know you are.
We're going to move on. Because people are stupid. 3, 2, 1. For those of you who are new to the three of us, that was indeed Miranda Morales doing the buzzer at the end of the Royal Rumble countdown because, well, that's just one of her many jobs on these programs.
That's my thing.
Is that she has to do
Yeah, I got lots of jobs.
And when she doesn't hear the buzzer, When she doesn't hear the buzzer, when she doesn't do the buzzer, it's basically an international incident. So, because you know she's born in Puerto Rico, that's not international. However, she's an American citizen. We just played real American.
It's a territorial issue, but I'll allow it.
Yes, thank you for allowing it. That's because you're in
charge.
That's
very magnanimous of you.
Wrong show. However, we will, talk about some Braun Strowman. So this past Friday night on SmackDown, I told you guys we're talking about wrestling on this program. I promised you there'd be wrestling, and there's wrestling. Braun Strowman captured the Intercontinental Championship on an edition of Friday night, or I guess this week it was Super SmackDown, as they're setting up Super Showdown. Jam in the Sand 5, that'll take place here in a few weeks from
the Kingdom.
Jam in the Sand 5, yes. Thank you, Christopher Platt. Pot is War every Thursday at thechairshot.com and ewrestlingnews.com. That's where that reference comes from. So Braun Strowman picked up the Intercontinental Championship. Of course, he's also a former tag team champion, which he won with Nicholas, the 11-year-old son of a WWE referee. And I want to talk to you guys just about Braun in general, because Braun Strowman is a larger-than-life figure in days where larger-than-life figures are not as commonplace in pro wrestling as they were back in the 80s and even in the 90s. And now he's Intercontinental Champion, and I just want to know, like, when Braun Strowman was coming up, like, after he was split from the Wyatt family and he got the new theme song and really became the Braun Strowman that we know and love today, is this where you thought he was going to be? And we'll kind of let Miranda go first. Is this what you expected out of the strong man, Strowman?
I think it's a good question because looking at his size and looking at the way that they have treated him or really put him up on this pedestal for the past few years, I would say no. I mean, I would say that he was in line for bigger things. He's had multiple WWE title opportunities, and I thought that was going to be the route that he was going to go in for a while. But it's also the WWE, where anyone can be made kind of a joke. And not to say that he is a total joke, but I mean, yeah, he won the tag team championship with an 11-year-old kid. So, I mean, like, who does that? How does that even only that would be something he would do. So I honestly thought he would be in the title picture more, like on the top tier level. But I also think the Intercontinental title is a good platform for him for now. It's always been kind of the stepping stone for bigger opportunities and more things. Going into Super Showdown, I thought he was going to be more of a contender for the either one of the championships, I guess, in this case, the WWE World Championship. I forget which title's on which. So
Universal. He would be on the Universal show with the Universal.
I don't know these things anymore. But especially because he's been a good kind of transitional competitor for different programs, you know, until they get to the next level. So, and, you know, Super Showdown is all about the grandiose, the bigness, the magnificence, and he really defines a lot of that by his size. And maybe he's still in that capacity, but I would say that I guess overall I am surprised with where he is at. But I'm also not worried for him either. Things come and go as a pendulum, and maybe for now he's kind of on this different path. But I'm sure by the end of the year we may be having a different conversation about what 2020 kind of has done for him or what holds for him.
Patrick, what do you think about one Braun Strowman?
Well, I mean, it's no secret where I thought he was going to be. If you'll recall, I don't know, what was it, 2 years ago? On the show where I was like, I've come around on Braun Strowman and want him to be a world champion. So I'm a little surprised that they've never pulled the trigger on that and that they've teased it more than once, that it seems like, I guess to me, it seems like the WWE feels that he doesn't need that title. And that's probably true in terms of him just being a spectacle all unto himself. Not in the way that Andre the Giant was, but yeah, I don't know. Like I really thought he would have had a run at some point, between when he went solo to now. And so it does surprise me that really what we're talking about is an Intercontinental title. The thing about the WWE, and Miranda kind of hit on it, as I still think he's going to win a championship at some point, a world championship at some point, either one, either brand. So, like, I don't think it's some sort of nail in his, like, momentum coffin. I just think it's interesting that they've sort of kind of, they've kind of just kind of toned down his prominence and where they want him to be as a dominant force. And right now they want him to dominate the mid card instead of, you know, kind of taking on a Brock Lesnar, for example. So I'm disappointed. I think is one of the things that I'm disappointed that he's not been more than what he has been in terms of just where he could go, but he's still a prominent part of WWE programming, and you can't deny that. He's still a big part of your show. And what is this showdown, that super thing that happens, those shows exist?
This is also when Patrick O'Dowd pretends to ignore shit that he knows exists. So don't worry about that. Ignore him.
Is it a thing? Like,
it's not sudden memory loss. It's just
no.
Is it
not a thing,
actually.
It's actually
going to happen?
It's not a thing.
He's gonna mute
I can't mute you. And we use Google Hangouts. I can't mute you like I can mute you with the other ones. Trust me. I've tried.
He's like, oh, the good old days.
Yeah, exactly. Man, I miss being able to mute you. No, I don't. You brought up an interesting point about Andre, and he's not on. But to me, he is the modern day version of Andre the Giant. Like, he's Andre the Giant for 2020, and of course, you know, even years prior. Because you can't book a talent like you booked Andre, because this day and age doesn't work. But he's the closest thing you have. And Andre was never world champion for more than like 60 seconds, and it's really interesting. Okay. Sort of. I mean, he sold it to Ted DiBiase, and of course that led to the tournament. Okay. And even you look at Big Show, like, yeah, he's had multiple world titles, but never anything of significance that anyone remembers as being a world champion. And of course, Big Show once was Intercontinental Champion, having defeated Cody Rhodes for that title at a WrestleMania. It's just that, honestly, I was fine with Braun because he is kind of a novelty act. He is kind of a specialty act until he won the Intercontinental Championship. And that's why that's what struck me as weird. Like, he doesn't strike me as an Intercontinental Champion. It's like, you know, when John Cena was going after the United States Championship after having been world champion for so many times, it's like, huh? It just didn't make any sense to me. Like, when Ric Flair was the Intercontinental Champion, it's like, why? I don't get it. And here we are with Braun Strowman holding the Intercontinental Championship. That, to me, doesn't make any sense. But he doesn't need the championship for an extended period of time, because he has qualities that titles don't define. He's got the size. He's got the strength. You know, all these feats of strength they did over time. I mean, Roman just made the guy completely, and no one wants to give Roman credit for anything because he's Roman Reigns, but Roman made the dude.
This is my yard now.
And Braun would tell you that. But he is kind of the closest thing to a modern-day Andre the Giant that we could really have. And when he comes out, I mean, you hear the reaction that people give when he comes out. Like, he gets a monstrous pop. Like, if you go back and watch the Royal Rumble, when he comes out, and he went out fairly early for Braun, and of course got eliminated early for Braun with Keith Lee, thanks to Brock Lesnar, people went nuts for it. Like, one of the biggest pops of the night, not nearly as big as the biggest pop of the night, which was when Brock got eliminated, but Braun is over, and Braun will always be over, and he's made. He's a made guy, and he doesn't really need to do much else. In fact, doing too much could overexpose him. But the Intercontinental Championship being on Braun, like, is it just me, or is that weird?
Well, it got me thinking when you were talking about it. Do you think the WWE kind of takes that approach? And we talk about this with the tag titles, where they put the belt on somebody perceived to be kind of above that station to kind of give the rub to the next guy who takes that belt. Now, whether it works or whether it's effective or not, that's kind of the real question. Because as we've talked about, the cycle of tag team championships in the WWE, it never has really done what they wanted it to do, because it's a different sort of problem.
Do you even know who the Raw tag team champions are right now?
I did, and I forgot.
Seth Rollins and Buddy Murphy.
Yeah, Rollins and Buddy Murphy.
The tag team champions of Raw. Further proving your theory and your thesis about.
Right, and we're already telling a story about Buddy Murphy and where he fits in it all, too.
Yeah, I know, right?
I mean? Like, I love how they decide to give the titles to the non-tag team in that whole
faction. I know, right? In the whole faction.
That's how the cycle works, Miranda. That's how it works.
Yeah, like it would have made sense.
That's why people are frustrated with WWE, though.
No. That's not why people are frustrated. No, that's not why people are frustrated with WWE. People are frustrated with WWE because they don't understand what they're watching. If they knew what they were watching, they would have seen this coming a mile and a half away.
Oh my god!
They would have been prepared for it.
Legitimate tag teams haven't consistently held the tag team title since the Jeff Hardy, you know, the Hardys, the Dudleys. And even Edge and Christian, which were still called Edge and Christian, like that was kind of the last time where you really had a significant run of the tag team titles just consistently being with tag teams.
Yeah.
And since then, you have tag teams, and they do hold the tag team titles. And you know, for example, the New Day, great example. But the WWE loves to do this thing where, when they want to tell a story with a couple of top guys, they throw them together in a tag team and they're a misfit tag team. Or in the case of Rollins and Buddy Murphy, they're part of a group, and it's sort of this prop to lead to them feuding. And as you watch, that's progressively going to be a slight tier below the guys holding the belts in terms of teams that defeats Rollins and Murphy.
Oh yeah.
They've told this exact story with Seth Rollins and Braun Strowman too.
You are correct.
Yeah, so
you are absolutely correct.
But see, they were faces at the time, so it's different now. There wasn't a stable involved. It doesn't have a name, which floors me because you got to sell T-shirts. But
right, it's what they do with tag team wrestling. It's similar. The Intercontinental thing, your U.S. title example was really what reminded me of it. Is that the idea is John Cena is trying to make that belt. Like, that's why they're having him chase it. It's like the big-time guy believes in this championship, too. And nobody buys that. Like, nobody buys that because we've been conditioned differently. Like, we've been conditioned to be like, these are the titles for the number two guys. And this is either somebody who's on the way up or a solid veteran who will put over the guy who's on the way up.
But for Braun, it's just weird to me because
he's not that guy.
He's not that guy at all.
And he's never won a world title. He's always had these opportunities to win, but he's not won the world title. So I also think that he's in this middle ground where this title could elevate him back into the main event scene if that's their, you know, intention. But I probably agree more with what Patrick is saying, that it probably is more of a tool to elevate the person who beats him. As a contender, but again, too, does it need a title for that? No, because of the pure size and strength that he has. Anybody that beats Braun Strowman, I think that can elevate their career just on the pure size of the individual. I don't think the title, and Greg doesn't like it when I use this term, necessary, because there's really nothing necessary in wrestling. But that's just,
hey, Greg, can I ask it? I got a quick question. And I think it'd be worth looking back into. When's the last time that Braun legitimately had his shoulders pinned to the mat?
Well, and that's the thing that
because he's Brody, right?
Like, yeah,
you said Andre. I think he's more Brody.
He doesn't lose in that regard, right. At least not cleanly. And I don't think he's going to lose this title cleanly either. Like, that's the whole thing. I don't think he's putting anyone over. I honestly think they just wanted a title change for Super SmackDown. Like, is all I think they wanted. And Braun's over, and he's already in a feud with Shinsuke, and it just made sense to them. He may not still be Intercontinental Champion come WrestleMania. It's really funny. When people predict the WrestleMania cards, they always use whoever the current title holders are, assuming that no title will change hands between the day they make their prediction and WrestleMania, and then undoubtedly three will happen in the next week. And I feel like that's what we're looking at with Braun. I don't know that Braun's going to walk into WrestleMania as the Intercontinental Champion, and because I'm not sure if they even fully know what they want to do with him there. Braun, to me, it's just weird with him as the Intercontinental Champion. But yeah, I don't know that this is going to get used to put anyone over in the end, unless you're putting someone over as a dastardly heel or, you know, a conniving cheater or whatever, which is great. I wish we would have more of that.
Lashley.
Yeah, like
conniving cheater, like.
Oh, yeah, be fine with it. Not that kind of cheater, but yeah. But I'm just on board with, you know, Braun, but not Braun as Intercontinental Champion, in my opinion. I just don't I don't know. It's we always look at wrestling, and when you look at storytelling, you're like, okay, they do something great. Now what? What is it going to lead to? Where are you going to go with it? And Braun is Intercontinental Champion. Unless you're going to keep that thing on him for like 2 years and really make it something, which they can't do anything for 2 years. It's just not possible. With you laugh, but yeah, it's not even – I don't even think it would be a good decision for them to do anything for 2 years. They're putting out 52 weeks of content on network television. You can't build that kind of thing for 2 years. It just strikes me as odd that Braun is the Intercontinental Champion. I'm actually gonna do two things here. I mentioned whether or not Braun Strowman is the Intercontinental Champion at WrestleMania. Let's put some odds around that. People who have listened to the show before now, and if you're new, you know, we used to have a gentleman came on the program pretty routinely many, many years ago by the name of Chad Perry. He would bring us some different games that we would play, and the first ever game he brought us, at least I think it was first. Patrick, was it first? We'll just say it was first. What do you think? All we really remember about Chad Perry is he didn't show up for whatever Slammiversary, whatever pay-per-view we went to in Boston.
Slammiversary in Boston, yo.
Yeah, we had a seat for him, and he wasn't there. That's a whole different argument for a whole different day. But we would play different games, and one of them is odds makers, where we put odds around certain things happening. And so I had one in mind, and now I'll add a second one. So the one I just added is whether or not Braun Strowman, we'll say, leaves. So we got walks into WrestleMania, leaves WrestleMania. So whether or not Braun Strowman leaves WrestleMania, meaning he may lose it along the way, doesn't mean he has to show up with WrestleMania, but by the end of WrestleMania, is Braun Strowman the Intercontinental Champion? What are the odds, Patrick, that Braun Strowman is the Intercontinental Champion by the end of WrestleMania 36?
God, you're asking me this as if I know anything about gambling.
No, the odds, percentage, 100%, 50%. This is odds. You know this game. You've done this.
Hold on, you said the end of WrestleMania 36. Do you mean going into WrestleMania or just like
both.
At the end?
Both. So if you don't think he's going to even be champion going into WrestleMania, then you should have a lower percentage. So basically what I'm saying is, will he make it to the end of WrestleMania as champion, meaning he could lose it at WrestleMania, he could lose it this Friday on SmackDown, who knows, or somewhere in between.
Fair enough.
No, before you walked all over my joke, it was about I'm about to go to Vegas and you're asking me to pick odds on things. And
because you know that's later in the show. Like you know what we're talking about. And
right.
This is where Patrick jumps the format.
Oh, stop.
As if it was a shark and he was on a motorcycle.
No, they were skis, first of all. But
should
anyway,
have been a motorcycle.
With skis.
Yes.
I would say so. I don't think it's necessarily beyond the realm of possibility that he doesn't hold on to his title, but I think it's less than 50%. I'm going to go about probably higher than either of you are going, because I'm going to go in the 30s. I'm going to go about 34% chance. So I'm going to give him about a third of a chance of making it to the out of WrestleMania with the Intercontinental title.
Okay. Miranda, what about you?
I alluded to this with my question. Getting clarification earlier. I don't think he's going to make it to WrestleMania as an Intercontinental Champion. I just feel like that's just not a... It doesn't sell me. Maybe it does sell for WrestleMania, but I feel like it's more of a sell for Super Showdown, and then they get it off of him one way or another. And it builds some excitement, too, towards WrestleMania, because that was another good point. You know, a lot of people assume people just hold on to titles for the next few months, so they become kind of stagnant in their watching, and doing some title changes can kind of pick up some viewership. So I'm going to go with 12%.
All right, so we got a 12%. I'm kind of surprised by your 12%. I just feel like it's low. I do think he's going to leave WrestleMania as Intercontinental Champion. I think they're doing this because if you look at what he's done at WrestleMania, he was in the tag match, he was in the Battle Royal multiple times, he won the Battle Royal. I think this is done to give Braun Strowman like a WrestleMania win. A lot of people thought it was going to be Shinsuke and Sami Zayn for the Intercontinental Championship at WrestleMania. Maybe we get a triple threat or more. And I do think that Braun is going to end up leaving. So I'm going to give it a 58% chance that Braun Strowman leaves WrestleMania 36 as Intercontinental Champion. So Patrick Redoubt said 34. Miranda Morales said 12. I said 58. Gives us an average of 35% chance that Braun Strowman walks out of WrestleMania 36 as your Intercontinental Champion. Now, here's the real question I wanted to ask. Braun Strowman as a world champion. Now, I think if I just asked you, is Braun Strowman going to be a world champion in WWE? Let's just pretend I did, all right? Patrick, if I just said Braun Strowman is going to be a world champion in WWE, just give us a number. What would you say? Don't give me the reason.
Yeah, I already tipped my hand. It'd be 100%.
Miranda, what would your number be?
I would say 90%.
Yeah, I'd be somewhere 85% or above, barring injury, barring whatever. So, but I want like a meaningful run as champion. And that's really hard to describe because meaningful means different things to different people. So here's how I'm going to define meaningful. Braun Strowman has a 9-month or more run as a world champion in WWE. 9 months or more at some point in his career before he retires. Not cumulative, but one long 9-month run at the top. Now, the only thing I will preface this with is if he loses it at like one pay-per-view and wins it right back at the next one, to me, that's all still the same run. So if he has that 9-month run at the top, you know, with maybe a speed bump in there or something like that, percentage chance that Braun Strowman has a 9-plus month run at the top of a brand as that brand's champion. Patrick O'Dowd.
8%.
All right. 8% chance. Miranda?
Oh, I think my original number was a little too high. I'm going to say 40%.
What was your original number?
50.
It's not terrible.
Oh, you were gonna be me? You were going to do
yes,
me?
I was going to do it.
You would have gotten yelled at, too. You would have gotten yelled at for that. I'm definitely not at 8. I'm also not at 40. I could see it. Braun Strowman also strikes me as like the safety valve run when somebody gets hurt or whatever. And so I could see them pulling the trigger. Plus, he's so over. I think he could draw at the top. And that's, you know, if he jumps over to Raw at some point, I could see Heyman wanting to book him at the top pretty strong for a while before using him to put somebody over. Because that's where I think they could put somebody over, is if somebody beats Braun Strowman for a world title. So I'm going to go with 31% chance that Braun Strowman has the 9-plus month run at the top. So Patrick said 8% chance. Miranda said 40% chance. I said 31% chance, giving us a grand total of a 26% chance that Braun Strowman has a major run as a world champion in WWE, 9-plus month run at some point during his career.
Happy to bring that average down.
No, it was good. Yeah, so this thing works. Does social media play into this at all? Because on social media, Braun's a normal guy. And, like, Andre was never a normal guy on social media. I don't even really think Big Show's a normal guy on social media. Miranda.
I don't know. Big Show trains with Jennifer Lopez. So, I mean, I guess automatically we're not, you know, he's not normal people because he trains with, you know.
That's true. And Braun Strowman is some dude named Adam on social media who goes fishing. So it's and again, he could not have wrestled as Adam because there's only one Adam that could wrestle as Adam and be successful. We all know who that is. You're shaking your head, Miranda. I know you're not shaking your head because you disagree with me. You're shaking your head because you knew what was coming. Name me one other Adam. One other Adam who has been successful in the world of professional wrestling as an Adam. Because Adam Cole's real name isn't even Adam. But as an Adam, because Edge didn't wrestle as Adam. Thank goodness he didn't sign
That was where my head was going.
But he's not. He's Edge.
No, I'm just saying. I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm not disagreeing. I'm just, you know.
Don't say Adam Bomb, please. Don't say Adam Bomb.
Adam Cole can do no wrong.
Adam Bomb? No. Did that just for you, Greg.
Woo!
Just to surprise you.
Yeah. What'd you say about Adam? Wait, what'd you say about Adam Cole, Miranda?
What did I say? I guess what I was saying. I don't disagree with you.
No, you said something very specific about whether or not he could do any wrong.
Oh, well, just that, you know, it's with you, Adam Cole can do no wrong.
That's absolutely true. That's 100% true. If Adam Cole showed up at my workplace tomorrow and was like, dude, this place really needs to fire you, I'd be like, God, you're right. Man, I am not pulling my weight, Adam Cole. I appreciate you letting me know. Yeah, and then I'll look right at my boss and I'll be like, and then I'll pack up my shit and I'll go home. Like, that's what'll happen because Adam Cole said so.
Adam Cole said to fire me.
I need to make like a Chuck Norris, like Adam Colfax. Like Chuck
oh,
Norris.
Yeah. I mean, oh, no, because Adam Cole is Greg's man crush Monday through Sunday, every day.
If we could add an eighth day, like Adam Cole Day, I would. All right, so Patrick O'Dowd alluded to it before, and we've got a few minutes, but let's talk about it.
A little less conversation, a little more action, please. All this aggravation ain't satisfaction in me. A little more bite, a little less bark. A little less fight, a little more spark. Close your mouth and open up your heart, and baby, satisfy me.
How long has it been since you got you acquired these this trip to Las Vegas? It feels like it's been about 7 years.
Well, I won it, yeah, because I won the thing in the summer, this past summer at a bar tribute. Yeah, it's not been that long. Okay. It just feels like it's been that long. It's been talking about
forever. I know. I thought it was at least a year. So I was wrong.
You know, and here's the thing is, I'm still. You know, I expect that you and I are gonna show up to this hotel. And I'll be like, I'm here to check in, and they're gonna be like, oh no,
and you are who?
Yeah, it's gonna be some big scam, and you and I are gonna be searching for an Econo Lodge in Vegas, I'm
sleeping in my car,
because I ain't flying back. I ain't flying back till Wednesday, so we're finding a place, but. Because I ain't sleeping in your car either. Oh, I got the credit card, damn it. Like, we'll find a room.
You guys are going to be just fine. If you guys pass out in a car, it better because you just had so much of a crazy night that you didn't know
yeah,
where,
look who you're talking
where
to
you ended up. Like, I'm telling you.
I'm not even gonna pretend like I'm some like high partier at this point in my life. Greg and I were talking about like sports betting, right?
Well, that's on the plan. So that's what I want to talk about, like what we're doing. Because I'm not – look, there's some crazy people.
Hold on. I wanted to lay something out there, though.
Okay, lay
it
out.
The Oscars are Sunday when we get there. I want to bet stupid shit on the Oscars.
We probably can.
Yeah, I know you can. Like,
the problem is it's on Pacific time, and the time you arrive, I don't know how it aligns with the Oscar broadcast.
Well, you just have to play some bets for him, Greg. Be a team player.
5 o'clock. My flight gets in at 4.
Okay.
So all right, we'll by the time we work our shit out, it won't be possible. But that was my thing. It's like, oh, the Oscars, and that's like a 10-hour broadcast. So like, I've never actually seen it.
Oscars. Okay, here's the thing. Where we're staying, at the Westgate Las Vegas, which has the world's largest sports book in it. So we are definitely going to hit that at some point, and probably Sunday night, because we just simply have to. Like, there's just no way around.
I may also make a stop by Tuesday after we record, because I might as well lay money down on my team.
You should,
game that day.
Actually.
Like, if my team is playing, I should lay some money on them.
Now, we just revealed one thing. We're still recording the damn show on Tuesday. Like, that's a given.
Which is not my call, by the way. Like,
no,
not your call. You.
No. It says Maul.
I don't know how it's gonna happen, but I'm very interested in.
We're gonna make that happen. We'll do your show too. They might be shorter than the usual length of the shows, but we'll definitely record. Because here's the thing: like, we start at 8 o'clock Pacific time, 10 o'clock Patrick's time, which will be 8 o'clock Mountain time. Excuse me. So it'll be 7 o'clock when we start recording for Patrick and I. So like, we may not even have had dinner yet at that point on Tuesday. And it's the day before we both leave and he flies back. So we're definitely doing that on Tuesday along with something else. Monday night, Patrick O'Dowd and I are the special guests of the Luxor Fantasy Show, or Fantasy Luxor Show, courtesy of our good friend Mariah Rivera, who hasn't been on the show in a long time, but still familiar enough to hook us up with some free tickets. So we've joked about these things on the air before. The only concern that I have is that those tickets are in the name of Greg DeMarco. It's the only concern that I have. Yeah, Miranda's
better
laughing.
Than my concern about that the hotel room is a scam.
Yes. Yeah. Because look,
you don't have to show ID, right?
Pull curtains back, right? If the tickets were in the name of any of the three individuals whose names are read at the beginning of the show, we'd all be fucked. So, therefore, we need to talk a little bit about that off air. Yeah, the hotel room will not be in the name of Patrick O'Dowd. But maybe maybe that'll be the scam. Who knows?
No.
Yeah, but we're still going to have some fun.
You guys know how to party.
There is a piano, dueling piano location that I have found that is on the menu. Probably for, because this Luxor Finish show starts at 10:30. So it's probably going to happen before then. Patrick, you know, because again, as you revealed last week, if I don't make any plans, we will be sitting in the hotel the entire time. And
I don't think that would have been true. That. We just would have been wandering around aimlessly the whole time.
So if we wander around, there is...
I do on the strip anyway, so...
Yeah, there's nothing. But I don't know if you know this, Patrick, and I've been waiting until this week to reveal it, even though I've known for over a week. Las Vegas is the home of a world-renowned pinball museum.
I did know that. I did know that.
Yeah. Which and the games are only 25 cents.
Oh,
I'm big I'm feeling spenders. Something here.
So, I mean, when you go to Las Vegas, what do you do besides play pinball?
You guys know how to party.
We are going to play some pinball. That's definitely going to happen.
We're not exactly what you would call big gamblers. Like, I know you used to play poker years and years and years ago.
Lots of it, yes. That was damn good, too.
Yep. But really, like, I'm not much of a gambler, and you're not much of a drinker, which is kind of the opposite of what our what we used to do. Like,
right?
I'm a drinker. I'm looking forward to spending entirely too much on a scotch somewhere.
Yeah, which I might partake in. Like, it'll
there
be
you
fun.
Go, attaboy.
It's part of the experience, gentlemen. Oh, yeah. Just go with it.
You know, show you how to play some blackjack. It'll be good. Like, it'll be.
I know how to play blackjack. I just don't play blackjack.
we'll hit the pause button on your don't, and we'll have some fun. So that's Patrick. Be like, no, I don't play blackjack.
I'm afraid I've got some bad news.
So we will definitely.
You always split aces. You double down on 10 or 11 or something like that.
Yes, those things. You do split aces because the last thing you want to have is 12. And you definitely double down on a 10. You definitely double down on 11 because look, basic blackjack strategy. The next card's always a 10. Like you make your decision as if the next card is a 10. So if you have an ace showing, which is an 11, you definitely double down because that next card's a 10, and you're going to have 21. So that's although you don't make your bet after the first card, so it doesn't matter anyway. But if your total is 11, then you're going to double down 10. Pretty high probability because you want to end up with that 20. So, yep. That is
word.
Next week on the Blackjack Podcast. So we'll talk more about.
You guys just need to do like a little vlog or a little podcast as to your what your experience in Vegas is like. I'm gonna be interested, and you're all not on Snapchat, so I feel like that's the only other way I'm gonna.
Oh, I'm totally on Snapchat. I just don't use it.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you don't follow me on Instagram.
I do follow you on Instagram. Oh. I checked after the show last week. I totally follow you on Instagram.
See?
No, I have been following you on Instagram.
I've been following you. I followed you first.
Let
Who
me
cares?
Be back to this. I followed you right after.
You're as petty as I am.
Yeah,
Greg.
It was probably a follow back. Yeah.
Follow back.
Still, document it. Instagram story, Snapchat, I need to know. People need to know.
That's right.
No, they don't. The people don't need to know. Like, that's the thing. The people don't need to know at all. They don't need to know.
Look at these two boring middle-aged dudes walking around Vegas.
Yeah.
No, it'll be fine.
You go into that mentality, that mindset, it's going to be boring. You go in with, let where the wind take you. You just don't know.
I haven't seen Greg live and in person in many years. So
2016.
Really? Yeah. So we're on 4 years. Not quite, because I think I visited October?
October. Yep.
That was I visited October. So it's like 3+ years. So I'm just happy that I'm going to get to spend a few days with my boy Greg. It's been a long time. Yeah, you can get all mushy over there. We can just pay too much for food the whole time, and I wouldn't care. Like the diabetes is gonna win.
It's gonna be on pause.
That's okay.
Yo, no, they have that heart attack grill that's like made like burgers all dipped in like bacon grease and everything.
That doesn't even sound interesting to me at all. Like that is
no.
I don't want that one bit.
I've seen a show on that place. I don't know if I could handle that.
Like, yeah, I have no desire to eat that. That's not something I want.
They just buffet it, man. They got, you know, you just pay too much. What?
Well, you know what? Just as long as I get at least one steak, I'm fine.
Oh yeah, that'll be a thing. That'll definitely be a thing.
So, but I'm excited for the trip. I'm looking forward to it. I'm a little worried about how that Bandwagon Nerds podcast is going to go with Tunney and Dave running the show and Rick.
And probably just Tunney and Dave is what I'm guessing. And Greg and his
car. We'll see what happens there. But yeah, I'm excited.
All right, gentlemen, you have 3 minutes, and you better make it good.
We got 3 minutes, and we're out of here. The clock is ticking, and we're in the clear. We got 3 minutes, and we're out of here. We got 3 minutes, and we're out of here.
I'm making the three-minute warning really easy for Patrick and Miranda this week because they're not really going to have to do anything. Because if you are new to the program and you are listening and you're anywhere in or around or near the major metropolitan area known as Phoenix, Arizona, maybe as far away as Tucson, which is this little small town to the southeast of us. And when I say little small town, I mean it. I mean, they don't even have internet access there. Like, it's just crazy how Tucson, Arizona is.
No internet problems today. I you know, still knock on wood.
Yes.
But no problems.
You're right. So. You're right. 100%. You plugged in and it worked. So we're going to stick with that. Two fingers. That's what I saw. Two fingers. Won't tell you which one they were, but you as a listener can figure that out. However, if you are in and around Phoenix, Arizona, within driving distance, I want to encourage you to check out a wrestling show called IZW, Impact Zone Wrestling, presents Monster, the biggest match of the year, Saturday, February 22nd at the Sun Studios of Arizona in Tempe, Arizona, which is one of the suburbs of Phoenix, Arizona. Tickets are on sale now. You can get your ticket link over at izwwrestling.com, at IZWAZ on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can pick those up. Now, a staple of Impact Zone Wrestling is the Hillbilly Couch seats. We have 20 different seats that are actually a couch that you can sit on with friends and family and all of that. Now, if you just heard that and you're like, dude, I want one of those couch seats, you can't have one because they're sold out. And we're sold out of couch seats. So now you want that front row VIP ticket, just $20. You get a special VIP match just for you, early access. Get to pick your seat, all that good stuff. So the couch tickets are sold out. We do have some of the front row seats left. We do have general admission as well. You don't get the bonus match, but if that's more your speed, go ahead on and do it. We have a 13-man monster, which is basically two men will begin and one enters every 3 minutes. So this is a long one. It's going to be a lot of fun, and the winner gets any match they want. They get to call their shot, whatever they want, whenever they want to do it, and it should be a whole heck of a lot of fun. You know, it's really hard when you're the guy running the show because, like, I almost revealed something that I can't reveal. Like, I almost was like, and then you'll see so-and-so do this. And I was like, oh, shit, I can't say that. Yeah, pulling the curtain way too far back. So head on over to IZWWrestling.com. Get your tickets. Hit us up on social media at IZWWrestlingAZ. That's all of them, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. If you have any questions, let us know there as well. But it's just going to be a damn good time, and we're really, really excited about it. So, again, Impact Zone Wrestling, Monster, February 22nd, IZWWrestling.com, IZWWrestlingAZ. I mean, if you look really close, you'll see me there. Like, Miranda can tell you, she likes to joke more on her show. I'm kind of like a background person when it comes to the world of pro wrestling, like at the live events. Like when we were on the door at PCWAZ, like I'm not front and center. I'm like chilling back here. I'm going to let Miranda handle that stuff. She, however, will be holding a microphone, conducting some interviews. And so you would get to see and meet Miranda Morales there as well, as long as a whole host of competitors just doing amazing stuff out there. Our scene is a crazy one out here in Arizona. We'd definitely love for you to come and check that out. IZWWrestling.com, IZWAZ, or IZWWrestlingAZ on all your forms of social media. So that's going to do it for the program this week. If you're new, we appreciate you coming in and joining us. If you're unhappy, I'm telling you, keep listening. You're going to learn to love it. It's just, you know, some podcasts are an acquired taste. It's a show within a show. We play lots of sound bites. We have lots of fun, and that's what this thing is all about. So follow Miranda Morales on the Instagram at the hashtag Miranda. Miranda, if they're in and around the Phoenix, Arizona area, they don't have to wait till February 22nd to see you now, do they?
That is correct. So I will be ring announcing for Cactus League Wrestling this weekend. We actually have three shows. We have Rated R Wrestling at The Rock, Tucson, Arizona, this Friday, that I believe is the 7th.
That is.
Yes, I need dates. And then we will be in Phoenix for our show Aftershock Phoenix. That's going to be at Sun Studios of Arizona. Bell will be at 7, and that's going to be actually in Tempe. And then on Sunday the 9th, we will be back in Tucson for Aftershock Tucson at the VFW. Don't remember the exact VFW number, but you can go check us out on social media, Cactus League Wrestling, on Facebook, Instagram. You can go to cactusleaguewrestling.net for more information on tickets. And I will be announcing all three nights. So if you are in the Tucson, Phoenix area, I hope to see you there.
And if you are in the Tucson, Phoenix area and you want to see Patrick O'Dowd, you ain't gonna. Because he's coming to Vegas, and he lives on the East Coast, lives in the great state of Massachusetts. So you can find Patrick O'Dowd at The Wrestling Realist. That's WrestlingRealist on the Twitter. Go ahead and follow that man. Learn a lot of Illinois basketball and a whole lot of other things. That is The Wrestling Realist, Patrick O'Dowd. That's it. You guys ready to close up shop for this this week's show?
Sure, let's wrap it up.
All right, well, we are going to wrap things up this week with something we talked about last week, because you know what? Still a lot of fun.
Who's it going to be?
You think you know me?
No, no way. Oh, my!
You got to be kidding me.
The Rated R Superstar! Just here!